Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, welcome back. It is time once again for the Steeler Fan Rooting Guide. And don't look now, but your Pittsburgh Steelers are 3-3 and on a bye week. So you should say bad. What do we have to do this weekend? I don't know who to root for. Don't have the Steelers. Maybe I should just go to Bed Bath & Beyond with the missus. Or maybe I should go to the tractor pool with my dude. Or maybe it's all vice versa. Maybe your dude wants to go to BB&B. Maybe your lady wants to go see something like Gravedigger in a monster truck bash. I don't know. It doesn't matter. You can do anything you want. That's the fun of being a fan and just being in this world and having hobbies and fun in general. So let's do this. Before we get started with the rooting guide, let's talk about BTSC and the bye. Behind the Steel Curtain is going to have everything you need to get through the entire season when the Steelers play. But what do you do when they don't play? Well, we're going to reflect on the entire season so far through all six games. And the podcast network is actually doing more than we normally do during the bye week to make sure that you are inundated with Pittsburgh Steelers news, notes, projections, all kinds of fun. More than 25 original podcasts every single day, so definitely check it out. Now, let's get to the rooting guide. Each game that the Steelers take the field, you know, it's about winning and not losing, and that's true. That doesn't always occur, but with the goal always being in the playoffs, the other games become about seeding and matchups. And I know what you're thinking. They're only 3-3. They've had a bad start. Why are you thinking about the playoffs? You've always got to think about the playoffs. That's what you're doing. You could get on a run. Remember, back in 1995, they were 3-4 and didn't lose until 2 days before Christmas on their way to Super Bowl 30 and that showdown with the Dallas Cowboys in Phoenix. They actually lost that game. But with that being said, they went on a run. So teams go on runs. You never know. So, even though it's not the black and gold playing this week due to the bye, other contests still matter to Steelers Nation, and we assume the Steelers will start winning more for the sake of this exercise, so that's what we're going to do. So, let's go ahead and take a look to other significant matchups, whose wins and losses would affect the Steelers. Now, you're like, bad, you don't have to do this. Why are you wasting our time? Well, you clicked on it, so I hope that you feel that this is not a waste of your time. And think about this. Yeah, I know you know to root against the Ravens and the Browns and even the Patriots every single week. You're rooting against the Bengals. You know what to do, but there's some weeks you've got to look outside the box and realize that the rooting guide looks deep into what is going to affect the Steelers. And sometimes you've got to make a decision and root for a team that you don't want to because you abhor them. And that's what the rooting guide is all about. And you're going to see a little bit of that in this week's rooting guide. Before we do that, let's go ahead and look at the current AFC power rankings as compiled by ESPN. At number 16, the Houston Texans. Last week, they were 15. They are down one spot. At number 15 and up one spot is the Jacksonville Jaguars, courtesy of their very first win of the season. Congratulations to Trevor Lawrence, Urban Meyer. Hey, Urban, you could go party on this one. It's okay. You won. No one's going to complain if you're dancing right now. They're up once again one spot. They were 16th last week. The New York Jets, Miami Dolphins, and Indianapolis Colts. No change for each of these teams. Now, the Jets are only 1-4 and were on a bye last week. They remained at 14. The Dolphins were the team that dropped to the Jaguars in London. They remain at 13. And the Colts are 1-5 as well, and no change for them at number 12. The Patriots finally down a spot. They are right now at number 11. Actually, you know what? They are down two spots because they were number 9 last week. It seems like every week this team is at number 10. The Denver Broncos are 3-3 with a game on Thursday Night Football against the Cleveland Browns, and they are down two spots from last week's number 8. The Steelers are like the Jeffersons. They're moving on up, moving on up. Yes, they are. They're at 3-3. They are at number 9 with a bye week this week. Last week at number 11, so up two spots for the Men of Steel. At number 8, the Raiders are on their way back up. Not a lot of people expected them to get that win last week, but they did play the Broncos. They are now 4-2. At number 7, the Cleveland Browns. They've been dropping. They've been losing momentum. Down three spots. Last week, number 4. They're at number 7. The Cincinnati Bengals at 4-2. Last week, number 6. No change for them as they continue to get some good momentum. The Tennessee Titans at 4-2. Last week's number 7 team. This is a weird team. Lose games that you think they're going to win. They win games you think they're going to lose. This time around, they're up two spots to number 5. Another weird team is the Kansas City Chiefs. Nobody projected a 3-3 start for them. Last week, they were number 5. They're up one spot. Down one spot at number 3 is the Los Angeles Chargers. They are at 4-2. They lost last week to the Baltimore Ravens, who are at number 2 and 5-1 with a horseshoe in their back pocket. Last week, they were number 3. They're getting closer to the number 1 spot. I actually thought they were going to take the number 1 spot, but that still belongs to a team that lost last week, and that is the Buffalo Bills at 4-2. No change with them. So let's take a look at what the rooting guide will say about all of this. Denver Broncos at Cleveland Browns. The Browns are absolutely depleted this week, but even without Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, and the list goes on and on and on, like Uncle Leo talking about Cousin Jeffrey's accomplishments in the Parks Department. That's for Seinfeld if you don't know. But look, you could still never count these dogs out. The visiting Broncos are kind of a mess too. With Teddy Bridgewater most likely back, there's hope that the Denver Broncos can win on the road. But the Cleveland backup Case Keenum is tough too. So think about this. I still doubt that the Browns are going to get flushed down. If they are victorious, it's kind of not the worst thing in the world for the Steelers. With them going head-to-head next week, as you know, this team's going to win. And a desperate team on a losing streak is definitely dangerous. So, who to root for? Denver Broncos. But if it doesn't happen, not a big deal. And by the time you're listening to this, this game might already be over. Cincinnati Bengals at Baltimore Ravens. Here's always where the rooting guide gets a little interesting and a bunch complicated. The Ravens are on a major lucky streak right now, but teams need to be good to taste fortune, and this is still a good team. The Bengals seem to have a horseshoe in their cleats as well. The good news is that barring a tie, one of these teams will lose. A Bengals loss might actually be more beneficial for the playoff aspirations. However, the rooting guide is always going to point to the team with more wins and the team that needs their momentum quelled. And I think that team has to be the Baltimore Ravens. So root for the Cincinnati Bengals. I know it's hard. Bite down on something if you have to and scream. But yeah, hoo day, go Bengals. Atlanta Falcons at Miami Dolphins Sunday on Fox. Brian Flores' Miami Dolphins are pretty much a mess right now after losing to Jacksonville and London last Saturday, like we mentioned. Are they a threat to anybody right now? Not really, but they are playing an NFC team, so the rooting guide insists that AFC dwellers remain in the cellar. Let's distance the Steelers more and more from some of these teams. Who to root for? The Atlanta Falcons. New York Jets at New England Patriots. It's a tale as old as time, just like in Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast. Look, you got to root against the Patriots and see them fall further and further into the AFC abyss. But there is risk involved. A losing Pats team could cause us all to regret it when Bill Belichick is picking in the top five of the draft come April. Who to root for? New York Jets, anyways. Kansas City Chiefs at Tennessee Titans. Sure, the Titans have the better record at 4-2, but the Chiefs have the ability to explode, and you need to get them down and keep them down. The Steelers may be competing with KC for a wild card, while it looks like Tennessee is a given to win their division. So therefore, you should probably root against the Kansas City Chiefs again this week. Hey, you know what? I don't think that's hard for any of us to do. Who to root for? Tennessee Titans. Philadelphia Eagles at Las Vegas Raiders, Sunday 4:05 on Fox. This is definitely a conundrum for me, but not really for the RG. I despise the Eagles and everything about the organization, even the certain color of green that they sport. And I love green. Now, the green that they had back in the 70s and 80s, that was awesome. I don't know what this is right now. It's not even green to me. But the Raiders, they have a tiebreaker over the Steelers, and at 4-2, they essentially have a two-game advantage over Pittsburgh, and they're a lot less despisable with the recent resignation of John Gruden, but you need the Raiders to lose. So, Philly, help your state mates get revenge for Super Bowl 15. Who to root for? Philadelphia Eagles. Houston Texans at Arizona Cardinals. Sure, Houston is an AFC team, but the Cardinals are undefeated and have a few ex-Texans on their team. So Houston is not really a threat to many in the AFC, not the Steelers really. So winning here would just be a good feel-good story. So root for the Texans. That'll make us all feel all warm and shiny. Indianapolis Colts at San Francisco 49ers, Sunday 8:20 p.m. on NBC. The Colts have had a horrible start to their 2021 season at 1-5. That kind of needs to keep going, especially against an NFC team, so this is an easy one. The further down, the better for a team that could go on a run and get back into the picture. So who to root for? The San Francisco 49ers. Who do you like in these games for Yinzer's sake? Let us know in the comments section in the article or on BTSC social media. For the rooting guide, my name is Brian Anthony Davis from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Grab that terrible towel and start rooting!